It's a controversial conclusion, throwing doubt over evidence gathered from people held in sensory deprivation.
I think it's very important, this increase in suggestibility when exposed to sensory deprivation, because in many parts of the world, people are held in situations of sensory deprivation. And that means that the evidence that is accumulated in those places must be considered very unreliable, because people will, after a while, start to take on board the views of their interrogators.
Overall, the tests show for the first time the critical impact of such conditions on the functioning of the central executive.
We see a reduction in speed of information processing, we see a reduction in ability to abstract, in verbal fluency, and we see an increase in suggestibility. All those would suggest a deterioration in the functioning of the central executive.